In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Blessings to you on this Palm Sunday, the doorway to Holy Week. Palm Sunday is one of the most holy liturgies of the year. Indeed, it is one of the longest liturgies of the year. There are many parts to this complicated liturgy. The palm ceremony, the great procession, the chanting of the passion, the sermon, the Eucharist, the reception. If we add what many churches do by having outdoor processions, complete with live honking and bagpipes and cookouts at the reception, this could arguably be the longest liturgy of the year. Some 2 hours, some 2.5 hours. If we're Episcopalian, that's a lot. But today, we have a short liturgy. A recent pandemic, our health crisis, has taken away many of the parts of the Palm Sunday liturgy. But the main part, the central part, the important part remains with us. And it has remained with us ever since, through the centuries, ever since the first Palm Sunday, when the disciples of Jesus accompanied Jesus into Jerusalem and accompanied him in the last days of his life. For a human being to accompany another human being is a sacred thing. And that is what we do this Holy Week. We accompany Jesus. Have you ever accompanied someone to surgery? Have you ever accompanied someone to a doctor's office to receive important news, to have a baby? Have you ever accompanied someone to prison? Have you ever accompanied someone in the last hours of life? To be sure, when we accompany someone to surgery, it is not our arm that feels the IV needle piercing into the vein. When we accompany someone to prison, we are not the ones staying in prison. When we accompany someone in the last hours of life, we are not, at least at that time, having to say goodbye to this world and to the people we love. But nevertheless, if we accompany, we're there. And there's a sacred there to being with another human being at such a time. Mary, the Virgin Mary and John the Evangelist accompanied Jesus for the 6 hours of the cross. And all the others had fled. Mary and John were there. They accompanied him. And yet, they did not feel the piercing through their hands and feet of the nail. Nevertheless, in some amazing mystery and some holiness, they shared the passion of Jesus. When all the others had fled, they shared to the very bitter end, to the very body placed in their arms. And that is what we do in Holy Week. St. Paul said in the epistle that if we are to share in the rising of Jesus, we must first share in his death. Well, those sometimes seem just like religious words, but they're not. That's what we're doing this time in Holy Week. We join Mary and John, and we accompany Jesus. So we did so today on Palm Sunday. We accompanied Jesus to Jerusalem. We heard the chanting of the Passion that foreshadows the event of Holy Week to come. We have our blessed palms, and these palms, some will be left at our lift gate for those to pick up, passers by, and others we will save for our congregation when they come back. Because the custom is to take the palm home, to place it in a place of honor, and to keep it throughout the year, to return it on Shrove Tuesday, be burned Ash Wednesday for the next year. And then we come to the rest of Holy Week this year. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of Holy Week, often referred to as the quiet days of Holy Week. Without very much liturgy, but yet we wait and we count the days to Easter. The church, from the beginning, has been so fond, if you think about it, for counting the intervening days before a feast. In Advent, what do? We count the days before Christmas. We have Advent calendars for our children, and they open each window to count each day. We have Middle Sunday, our Rose Sunday, because we're halfway there. We're halfway to Christmas. And then at Christmas, we count the 12 days of Christmas until the Feast of the Epiphany. And then in Lent, we count 40 days. We talk about day by day. We have another Middle Sunday, another Rose Sunday, when we say we're halfway there. We're halfway to Easter. And then at Passion Time, the 2 weeks before Easter, we say, there are 14 days left. On Palm Sunday, we say, there are 7 days left. And then on Monday and Tuesday of Holy Week, we stay with added devotion. We count the days. On Monday, 6 days. Tuesday, 5 days. Wednesday, 4 days. And then we began the sacred 3 days, the Trigema, the Holy Trigema, the Maundy Thursday, the Good Friday, the Holy Saturday before Easter. And on Persian Friday, we commemorate two great acts of our Lord. We come together on Thursday to commemorate the gift of the Holy Eucharist, the institution that He said before He died in the upper room on that first Maundy Thursday, I will leave you with something. I will leave you with this sign, this symbol, and in it is my very presence. When you partake of the bread and of the wine, almost so simple an act that it seems odd, but it is ours to have and to hold. And yet, like Palm Sunday, many of the parts of a complicated, beautiful Monday Thursday liturgy are taken from us. The decorating of the altar to represent the upper room, the ringing of the bells at the gloria, the processions of altar repose, the washing of the feet, the grand Eucharist, they're all gone. But the central part is still with us. The gift of the Holy Eucharist. And the belief that in some way, His very real presence is with us. Even when we can't even taste it. When all we can do is look at it. And yet we have to ask today, and the question is, do we believe that? Do we really believe that? Well, Christians have believed it. And centuries past have been tested no less than we are in this day and time. And they have believed it, and that belief has sustained them. And now, on this moment, in this Holy Week, it is our heart's turn to believe it. To believe it even in this time of testing. The promise of Jesus is true. He is with us in the presence of the universe. And then Friday, we join Blessed Mary and John at the foot of the cross. And we share in Jesus' passion. We accompany Jesus to the cross. And in sharing his passion, his death becomes real to us. And we stand here and we sing, and all that we have left, really, the liturgy, as we sing that Friday after meditation, the beautiful old hymn, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? And in faith, in the context of the church, we will be able to say with all authenticity, yes, we were there. Our liturgies, our beliefs, our devotions might seem meager and frail, but they are accepted by God. And we will be able to sing that hymn with fervor and with love. And then we come next week to the Feast of Easter. And again, we will be able to rise with Jesus because we have shared in His death. No matter what the condition of our faith, we have shared in His death. And we will rise with Him. And the resurrection is a mystery. It is beyond all human comprehension. But just because it is beyond human comprehension, that doesn't mean that it is incongruent with human reason. We can still experience it and love it, and to some extent come to appreciate it. And the promise of Easter is this, that the love of God that raised Jesus from the dead will be with us in good time and in bad. He will be with us and it will never fail. That is the promise of the church. That is the promise of Christianity. And that is the promise of the story of the empty tomb. Join with me this Holy Week, and let us walk the days with our Lord. Amen.